11, book of Romans, chapter 11. I had to borrow Brother Cummins' watch because mine stopped working when I was sitting down the front pew, and his says 9 o'clock, but I know that's really 10 o'clock. But we'll read today from book of Romans, chapter 11, and we like to read the first 6 verses. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. What, or know ye not, what the scripture saith of Elijah? How he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets, and digged or tore down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if it be by grace, then it is no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace, otherwise work is no more work. In verse 1, a question is asked. The question is, hath God cast away his people? The reason the question is asked is because of the behavior of Israel, because of the condition of Israel, and for time's sake, we'll not go into that, but you can read that in chapter 9 and also in chapter 10. You get some ideas on the condition of Israel at the time. And then the question is answered in verse 2. And the answer to the question is, God hath not cast away his people. And then he gives us the example of Elijah in verses 3 and verse 4. And we know that Elijah lived in sinful times. We gather this from verse 3. We see that it was a time when Ahab and Jezebel were in power. We see it was a time when God's men had been murdered. We see it was a time when the altars of God had been torn down, and God and the things of God were hated. It was a time of widespread compromise. We know that because we read that he had 7,000 that had not bowed the knee to Baal, which tells us that there were those who were bowing the knee to Baal. There were those who professed to know God who were compromising and bowing the knee to Baal. And then we read in verse 5, we have the application of all of this. In verse 4, we are reminded that even in Elijah's time, God had a remnant. God had a remnant of people that were faithful. Though it was evil times, though it was wicked times and ungodly times, God had a remnant. And then we see that is applied to you and I in verse 5. Even so, at this present time, and I believe that's true right now, even so at this present time, there is a remnant. A remnant is a small part of the whole. There is a remnant. There is a small number. And this number is according to the election of grace. It's not by merit, it's not by works. In verse 6, he explains to us what he means by grace. And he says in verse 6 that grace is an entity of its own, and works is an entity of its own. And there is a very stark line between the two. And if works violates that line, then grace is no more grace. But we want to take the thought of our message today from verse 5. That is, there is, even at present, a remnant according to the election of grace. I'd like to speak today on God's remnants. And we preach this message Sunday at Zor. But you do pray for us. When I think of God's remnants, I think of three, with each one getting smaller. There is the remnant of the saved, or the remnant of the elect of God. Out of all the people in the world, God gave some to Jesus Christ to save. Out of that remnant, there is a smaller remnant. We'll call that a Baptist remnant. Out of that remnant, God set some in the church. And out of that remnant, there's even a smaller remnant. And that is a remnant of God called preachers. So we think of three different remnants. But we want to take encouragement today from the fact that God has a remnant. And that remnant is according to the election of grace, which tells us if we look at the Baptist remnant, Baptist churches are not accidents. Baptist churches are not man-made. Baptist churches are according to the election of grace. And that's true of all of these remnants. But let's consider today in the times in which we live that God has His remnant. And this goes very much along with what Brother Asbury preached last night. And that encourages me. If somebody gets up right before I preach and preach from the same text and the same message, I'm still going to preach what God gave me. In fact, that encourages me. Because it says God is moving the same direction with each one. But let's consider today, we live in a time when there are very few that really, truly believe, practice, and preach that this is the Word of God. There are very, very few today who believe, practice, and preach that this book has divine authority, that this book has absolute supremacy, and that this book is an all-sufficient rule of faith and practice. There are very, very few that really believe that today. But God has a remnant. And I thought when we were driving up here that a remnant of people was driving to Mount Morris, Michigan. A remnant of God was driving to Mount Morris, Michigan. And here we are today. A remnant of God. And there is a remnant today. There is a remnant that still believes. There is a remnant that still preaches. And there is a remnant that still practices that this is the Word of God. That this is a dictation from heaven. That this is a very inspired Word of God. That it is God breathed. And that it is our only rule of faith and practice. There's still a remnant today that believe that this is the Word of God. There's still a remnant today that believe, thus saith the Lord, takes precedence over man's opinions, takes precedence over man's ideas, takes precedence over man's philosophies, takes precedence over all creeds. There's still a people today. There's still a remnant today that believes that this is the Word of God, that this is the law of God. And there is also the day in which you and I live. We live in a time when most are preaching that God, at best, is a far distant spectator, hoping, sitting back, just hoping that everything will turn out all right. Most of the religious world today preaches a God that cannot do what He wants to do unless man lets Him. Most of the religious world preaches a God who must depend upon man to act before He is able to accomplish His will. But I'm glad today, and I rejoice, that there is a remnant according to the election of grace who still believe, still preach, and still practice that God has a purpose, and that God has always had a purpose, and that God is working all things according to that purpose. There's still a people today that believe, preach, and practice that God is in control of all things. There's still a people today that believe, preach, and practice that God is not trying to do anything. That He does what He desires to do, and there's nobody, there is nothing that can prevent God from carrying out His will. There's still a remnant today that believe that. It's getting fewer and fewer all the time, but there's still a remnant. And I believe that remnant will be here when Jesus returns. God has always had a remnant. God will always have a remnant. And I thank God that I'm part of that remnant. And it's all according to the election of grace. We had nothing to do with it. We also live in a time when men profess, the religious world professes, that men possess some inherent good. That man has something to offer. to God. But I'm thankful tonight that there is a remnant according to the election of grace that believe, preach, and practice that when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, all mankind fell. And all mankind died spiritually in that garden. And that ever since, everyone who enters this life does so as a sinner by nature. And if a sinner by nature, that only leads to a sinner by practice. Totally depraved. And I am glad today that when most begin with man and preach the attributes of man and teach and preach that God cannot save anyone unless man does his part, I'm thankful today that there's still a remnant that teaches and preaches and practices what Baptists have always believed, preached, and practiced, and that is man is guilty. Man is guilty before God. Man is at enmity to God. And man cannot be subject to the law of God. And that man is spiritually dead. And as a result, man will not seek God. And man is unable to understand God in and of himself. And man in and of himself is unable to come to Jesus Christ. And man in and of himself is unable to repent and unable to believe. I'm glad today that there's still a remnant that believe that salvation is by grace. There aren't many today that believe that. But God has a remnant. And I'm glad. I'm glad to be a part of that remnant. I'm glad to be able to fellowship with that remnant. I'm glad to be able to drive several hundred miles and meet with that remnant. There is a remnant today. And that ought to rejoice our hearts. Also in this day of easy believism, this day of decisional regeneration, I'm glad that there's still a remnant like Ezekiel, who believe that God is able to impart life to dead bones. There is still a remnant today that is faithfully preaching and practicing the Word of God, faithfully preaching the Word of God and just leaving the results with the Lord. I thank God that there's still such a remnant. I'm glad today there's still a remnant that believes that salvation is more than repeating some prayer. I'm glad today that there's still a remnant that still believes that salvation is more than a sinner walking an aisle. That salvation is more than a sinner raising his hand. I'm glad that there's still a remnant that believe that salvation is by grace. I'm glad there's still a remnant that believes today that it takes the almighty power of God to save one sinner. There's still a remnant that believe that today. And I'm glad to be a part of that remnant. I'm glad to know people in that remnant. I'm glad to be able to fellowship with people that belong to that remnant. I'm glad today that there's still a remnant that believe that it takes the power of God to liberate a sinner from bondage. That it takes the power of God to liberate a sinner from slavery. It takes the power of God to liberate a sinner from misery. I'm glad there's still a remnant today that preaches that Jesus Christ is the way. That Jesus Christ is still the only way from death to life. There's still a remnant preaching that today. There's still a remnant that still preaches today that Jesus Christ is the only way from guilt to pardon. That Jesus Christ is the only way from alienation to nearness. That Jesus Christ is the only way from condemnation to justification. That Jesus Christ is the only way from being afar off from God and being drawn near to God. That Jesus Christ is the only way from the road to destruction to the road to life everlasting. I'm glad today that there's still a remnant that preaches that Jesus Christ is the way. There aren't many. But God has a remnant. Aren't you glad today that God has a remnant? Also, I think about this day of universalism, ecumenicalism, freelance evangelism, and I'm glad that God still has a remnant. A remnant according to the election of grace that believe, that preach, and may I say that practice. That practice that Jesus Christ organized His church during His earthly ministry, and that kind of church has never ceased to exist since the day of its establishment, and will continue to exist until Jesus Christ comes. I'm glad there's still a remnant that believe that today. I'm glad there's still a remnant that preaches that today. And I'm glad there's still a remnant that practices that today. I'm glad today that there's still a remnant that believe, preach, and practice that this kind of church that Jesus Christ organized during His earthly ministry received her commission from her head and founder, and is the only church, is the only organization in all the world that has authority from God to preach, that has authority from God to baptize, that has authority of God to teach the all things of God. I'm glad today, in this day when church authority is being neglected and ignored and denied, that there's still a remnant of people, there's still a remnant of Baptists that believe that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ still has authority to preach, still has authority to teach, still has authority to baptize, still has authority to do the Lord's work, and still has everything that is necessary to do the work of God. I'm glad there's such a remnant. I'm glad to be a part of that remnant. And I would remind you again, it is all of grace. I'm glad today there's still a remnant that believe, preach, and practice that mission work is to be done like it was done in the book of Acts. Aren't many that believe that today? But there's some. The book of Acts basically tells us, it's taught all through. It takes a Baptist church to make another Baptist church. I'm glad there's a remnant that believe that today. I'm getting so tired. People saying, well, I believe that's probably the best way, but not necessarily the only way. It is the best way. And you know why it's the best way? Because it is the only way. And I'm glad that there's still a remnant that believe that today. And we need to just keep on preaching these truths, realizing that it is the grace of God that we believe these things. There's still a remnant today that believe, preach, and practice that Jesus Christ is the head of each local body, and that each body of Christ is independent and autonomous. There's still a remnant of people today that believe, preach, and practice that the pastoral qualifications as laid out in Timothy and Titus are still to be applied in our day. An awful lot of people today, and it's going to get more and more all the time, who support, who sanction, who put their stamp of approval on divorced and remarried preachers being qualified a pastor. I'm glad there's still a remnant today that realize that they're unqualified. That they're not qualified. And I just hope that the Lord would give men the backbone that when they find themselves in that situation where divorced and they remarry, that they have enough courage and enough backbone to stand up and say, I'm not qualified, instead of trying to change what the Word of God says. It's not one at a time, it's one. If that's one at a time, then what we read in Ephesians 4, one faith, one baptism, it's one at a time. It's one. And I'm glad today there's still a remnant that believe these things. There's still a remnant of people today that are thankful to be members of the New Testament Baptist Church. There's still a group of people today that thank God that they're members of the greatest institution in all the world, New Testament Baptist Church. There's still a remnant that believe today that it does matter which church you belong to. There aren't many that believe that today, but there's still a remnant that believe it does matter. There's still a remnant today that believes it still does matter where you put your tithes and offerings. Matters. There's still a remnant today that believe the church is a place of worship and not a place of entertainment. There aren't many that believe that today, but there are some. And I thank God for the some. I thank God that He has a remnant. I thank God that He's always had a remnant. And He always will. We read in Psalm 12 in verse 1, the godly man ceaseth. He's getting fewer and fewer all the time. But praise God, God still has a remnant. And He always will. In this day when people are trying to redefine sin, when that which is wrong is called right, and that which is right is called wrong, and that which is ungodly and wicked and evil is accepted, and that which is godly is unacceptable. We live in a time when people are trying to redefine sin. Adultery and fornication are referred to as an affair or a fling or a relationship. I'm glad there's still a remnant that recognizes it for what it is. Sin. We live in a day where perversion is called alternative lifestyle. I'm glad that we still have a remnant. Call it for what it is. Sin. We live in a day when profanity and pornography are referred to as freedom of expression. I'm glad there's still a remnant. They call it for what it is. Sin. Filth. We live in a day when people ridicule and mock the Word of God. And they call that enlightenment. I'm glad today that by God's grace, there's still a remnant that believe and that preach that sin is sin. And that sin is still filth. Sin, doesn't matter who's committing it, is still detestable to God. Still detestable in the eyes of God. Still an abomination to God. Still a transgression against the law of God. Still rebellion against God. You see today, there's still a remnant. Oh, there's not many. But there's still a remnant. There's still a remnant that believe and preach against sin. There's still a remnant today that denounces sin. And there's still a remnant of people today that like to hear that kind of preaching. We thank God. There's still a remnant that like to hear these things. There is still a remnant today that believe, preach, and practice the old paths. The old paths of living. There's a generation today that knows nothing about the old paths of living. There are children today being raised that do not have the first idea about the old paths of living. Do not have the first idea about morality and purity. I'm glad today that there's still a remnant of mom and dads who strive to raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. It's a sad day when those people who are trying their best to raise their children in nurture and admonition of the Lord receive discouragement in the Lord's house from doing so. But I thank God that there's still a remnant. There's still a remnant today that has not been convinced by our society, has not been convinced today by the religious world to tolerate and to accept that which is unacceptable. There's still a remnant today that hasn't been convinced. There's still a remnant today that has not been convinced that homosexuality is an alternative lifestyle and there's nothing wrong with it. There's still a remnant that hasn't been convinced of that. There's still a remnant today that has not been convinced that Barabbas is more tolerable than Jesus Christ. But in our educational system and in our government, Barabbas is more tolerable than Jesus Christ. But I'm thankful today that there is still a remnant that have not been convinced of that and never will be. I thank God. And it's all by grace. There is still a remnant today. Getting fewer and fewer all the time. But there is still a remnant today that believe, preach, and practice. That there is a difference. There is a difference between male and female. There is still a remnant today that believe that they have different roles. I thank God that there's still that remnant. There is a remnant today that still believe, still preach, and still practice godly and modest dress in both men and women. Not many, but there's still a remnant. There's still a remnant that believes that it is sin, that it is an abomination for a man or a woman to dress in an immodest way. Immediately someone says, well, what's immodest? Anything that draws attention to your body is immodest. It can be not enough clothes. It can be too short. It can be too tight. But whatever it is that calls attention is immodest. Clothes talk. Clothes send a message. And many times that message is, look at me. I'm glad there's still a remnant to believe and practice modest dress. You know, when I go to the mall, I'm not surprised to see the attire of harlots. Not surprised to see it there. I don't want to see it there. When I come to the house of God, I certainly don't want to see it. And I certainly don't want to see him marching up to a choir. And I certainly don't want to see him singing a special or teaching a Sunday school class. And I'm glad today there's still a remnant that stand for those things. There aren't many, but there's still some. And we sure are thankful that it's so. I'm glad today there's still a remnant that believes that it does matter where a child of God goes and who they go with. I'm glad there's still that remnant. I'm glad there's still a remnant today that believes it does matter how you live, the places you go, who you give your money to. I'm glad today that there's still a remnant that believe that it's still wrong to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. And as Brother Asbury said last night, that's marriage, that's business, it covers everything. I'm glad there's still a remnant. I'm glad tonight, I thank the Lord, today I thank the Lord for His remnants. I thank the Lord that through the years, I have known and been able to fellowship with those who belong to the remnants of God.
Amen.
I'm glad that today I live in a country where I can drive and be with the remnants of God.
Amen.
There isn't any place I'd rather be today than with the remnants of God.
Amen.
God has a remnant. Here it is. We are God's remnants today. Always remember that wherever you go. Never forget who you are. Never forget who you represent. And never forget it's all by grace.